4:43 on WDEV. I've got Kyle from Sticks and Stuff in St. Albans on the line. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's a beautiful one at that.
Yeah, it is beautiful. It's just dry out for a while, so farmers wouldn't mind some rain, but it allows us to build things without, A, getting rained on, or B, without it being really, really, really hot out, which has been for so many months.
Yeah, so I know a lot of people are definitely hoping for rain, and we could definitely use some. Maybe if we could schedule it, maybe just like a Tuesday and a Thursday afternoon, if we could have the weather people schedule it, that would be great, and that way everyone could get their projects done, and we wouldn't have to worry about getting rained on. But yeah, people have been coming in left and right to our locations. Everyone's trying to get stuff buttoned up. I know in my neck of the woods up here by Lake Champlain, I know some of the leaves are already starting to change. So that's everyone's first indication that in the cooler nights, shorter days. So yeah, everyone's working on projects. And something that's been really, really popular lately has been the Occidental leather that we brought in, different work belts, work pouches, and tool belts. But one of the things that people seem to gravitate towards is the Occidental work vest. So it's a work zip vest. So it kind of takes the place of traditional pouches that you carry heavy on your hips. I know a lot of guys, after long days, their backs and their hips hurt if they're carrying a lot of tools. This is actually a whole vest platform. So most of the weight is transferred to your shoulders, makes it a little easier. It comes with some integrated pockets. And then there's also separate bags and pouches that you can buy that will clip onto it. And I have a couple other models that are going to be coming in to the St. Albans location that I'm pretty excited about, that Occidental just came out with some different bags and some different setups. They're very, very popular with a lot of the sugar makers because they can carry all of their tools, their spouts, electrical tape, tie wire, all the stuff that they need, and it's not in a traditional belt platform. So they've been really, really popular.
Yeah, yeah, and with all of your locations in addition to St. Albans, you get Enosburg, Middlesex, Derby, Swanton Lumber, and Rouse's Point as well. Any idea that you have for a project, folks at Sticks and Stuff can help you out.
Absolutely, yeah. Come in and bounce it off, and if the first person you talk to doesn't have the answers, they'll definitely know where in the store to go to find someone that can get you the answers that you need.
Yeah, lumber, paint, hammers, saws, whatever you need, new flooring for a nice new kitchen, or anything needed for an addition or a new home, Sticks and Stuff has what you need.
Yes, absolutely. Swing in and talk to your local store, your local reps, people at the front counter, whether they're in contractor sales or outside sales. Everybody's willing to give you a hand and help you get those projects buttoned up before the snow flies.
All right, Kyle, from Sticks and Stuff in St. Albans, best place to reach out to you is going through the website and reaching out to you that way, right?
Absolutely. That'll give you the most current contact information. And then the website, you can also go by location and get a staff directory. So if there's a certain area you're looking for, whether it's flooring, kitchen and bath, outside sales, contractor sales, it'll give you the key points there so you can reach out to the person that can best help you.
All right, Kyle from Sticks and Stuff, pleasure chatting with you again, and we'll do it again next week.
Okay, everybody take care.